When you think of an Air Force base, you of course think of airplanes. But at this base, the main feature was something that could fly much higher and faster. The story is today's feature on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In western South Dakota, you can find a place that opened as Rapid City Army Airfield in 1942, but today we know it as Ellsworth Air Force Base. Corey Christensen at the South Dakota Air and Space Museum, next door to Ellsworth, explains this has been an important piece of the nation's air power from the very beginning.
Ellsworth Air Force Base has always been a bombing base, be it from planes or missiles. We housed 150 missiles in western South Dakota, and those all stemmed from Ellsworth Air Force Base during the Cold War.
Although the missile silos were decommissioned several years ago, you can see some of the missiles this base commanded. They have them here at the museum.
We actually have two missiles on display at the museum on the outside on the grounds. We have a Titan missile, and then we have a Minuteman II missile. The Titan missile is laying on its side. The Minuteman is standing up, but there's major size differences between the two, and so putting the Titan up and down would just not have been a good thing.
There are other differences in the two types of missiles, other than the sheer size, though.
We make sure we have both of these missiles because the Titan was in the ground first, and not many people remember that one. It was more bulky, it's much larger, it was liquid-fueled, and it took 2 to 3 minutes to launch.
The new smaller missile, as its name implies, could launch very quickly.
The Minuteman II missile takes seconds to launch, and it was solid-fueled, and so it stayed in the ground. The Minuteman II missiles were pulled out in the 1990s. The Titan missiles were pulled out in 1963.
There's plenty of Cold War missile history on display, as well as much, much more. And we'll explore it next time as we travel the countryside. At Ellsworth Air Force Base, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.